Discover the life-changing benefits of Meow Greens for your cat. Ever see your cat slowing down or having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make them better? Well, my friend, add Meow Greens to your cat's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Meow Greens, and I invite you to take the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your cat will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, they're going to have better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to trymeowgreens.com. Use promo code TRYMEOW. That's try M-E-O-W. You discover the shipping. You don't have to change your cat's food to improve your cat's health. Just add a packet of Meow Greens.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. Man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
What's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. It's the week before Christmas. This is being recorded a little bit early this week, because I'll tell you why. It's being recorded on Sunday. It, you know, is normally recorded Tuesday, and Christmas is Friday. So what I predict this week is a lot of fuckery. Things that are going to take ages. There's a weird involuntary noise there as I let the air... You know when you let the air out of a desk chair and it drops a bit? It's like, what? Yeah, so I think there's going to be a lot of shopping this week. And I was like, do you know what? And also decorating, last minute decorating in case people want to stay. And the incident room. I don't know what's the best word for it. The safe room / dungeon / where all the shit is kept. I was just like, we're gonna have to do something about that room. So I feel like this week there's gonna be some painting, and a lot of shopping, and a lot of buying food for Christmas Day, because I'll be cooking. And you know what that means? When the big man's cooking, there's going to be big orders of food. So, let's get the motherfucking food on the go. Here's what I'm going to make, right? Not going to make a turkey. I'm going to make a ham. I forgot about the ham. I am going to make a ham. Not going to make a turkey. Not going to make any other stupid shit. Here's what Gettis is going to make. I'm going to get about 20 fucking chicken breasts. And I'm going to butterfly the fuck out of that son of a bitch. Stuff it with some stuffing, motherfucker. Might just pre-buy the stuffing, you know? Who gives a fuck? And then I might just stuff the chicken, roll it up, wrap it in fucking bacon, you know? And have a tray of about 20 of them, put it in the bastard oven, cook it. And you can cut that into slices and just be like, guys, here's some chicken-y, bacon-y, Christmassy fucking shit. You know, if you got one of them, cut it into nice wee slices, you know, and had them all sort of fanned out. Bit of cranberry sauce over the top. Suck my dick. Christmas. It's Christmassy. It looks like turkey. It's got a bit of bacon on it. How can you be mad at that? And I'm also going to probably get a ham. So that's didn't take us long, did it, guys? Took us 2 minutes 36 seconds to get straight to the food. Holla! So it is before Christmas. Happy Christmas, everybody. Am I going to spoil this by plugging a gig? Yes, I am. But at the minute, I'm pretty much finished all my gigs. So, essentially, the only gig I have to plug will be in January, which is the 6th. Which may or may not be a General Banter live podcast. Wah, wah, wah. I think it's either that one or the second one in January at Lavery's, but let's try and make it the first one. I'll have a word with some fellas, see what happens, alright? Speaking of podcasts, you're listening to one. If you want to listen to another one, the General Banter video podcast that we've done in association with Boojum world famous Mexican fucking burrito shop based in Belfast. So we basically, they wanted to produce some videos in their shop, and they wanted us to record a podcast there. So the first one is now online. It took me long enough. I actually had to buy software. Does that make you want to fucking vomit? So I bought some software to crush this fucking 5 gig video down into like next to nothing, so that I could upload the fucking thing. Check it out. Go to my Godzilla channel. There's actually plenty of videos up at the minute, of late, from late license and that and various other shit. So check that out if you want an extra podcast. Is there an audio version of it? I could probably sort that out. If anyone tweets me, right? If a single person tweets me and says, I don't have the means or the time to watch this, could you please upload it? I will upload it. However, because of the nature of the surrounding, it's not crystal clear, beautiful voice like this is. It's shot in a live, you know, fucking environment where there was fucking builders in the background and a functioning burrito shop. So audio alone might be a bit tough. However, may be able to sort out, what do you call it? Maybe we'll sort the audio anyway. I don't know. What the fuck am I talking about? Who cares? Where's my pen? I was holding a fucking pen there 2 seconds ago. Oh, you dumb bitch. Oh, you dumb bitch. Where is it? Oh, there it is. So that's it. The only gig I have to really plug is the 6th of January. I just finished watching Bear Grylls with Obama in like Alaska or something. Weird. It's like, you sort of think to yourself, why do that sort of thing if you're not going to get full access to the person? You know, it's all very like, oh, today we're going to climb this glacier face with President Barack Obama. And then he's like, I think that this glacier wouldn't be here unless blah, blah, and the climate change is affecting it, and everyone needs to get together and make a point of really trying not to emit as much stuff and buy a low-fuel hybrid car, which maybe runs on a battery that actually costs more to fucking produce than the oil itself that the original car was burning. So here we are in Alaska chasing our tails. I'm white. Was that the worst Obama impression you've ever heard? Probably. My wife looks like fucking Audley Harrison with a wig. That's bad. Is that a bad impression? I don't know. You never know. It's impressions, so now they sound good in your head. And then once they're out there, you're like, if you ever hear it back, you're like, Jesus Christ. Maybe don't do impressions. And then you think to yourself, are impressions important as a 29-year-old fucking asshole who should have a job? Yeah. So yeah, of course, fucking Bear Grylls conveniently found like an Alaskan salmon, which a bear had like half eaten. And then, isn't it weird that his name is Bear Grylls, and then he found a thing that a bear had eaten? And he's like, so this is a half-eaten fucking piece of salmon I'm going to cook for the president. And I didn't know, which they mentioned. Apparently it's illegal for the president to be like, you know, watched eating, apparently. So, weird. I don't know. Is he weird about that? Is it just him? It's hard to know. So we watched that after. I gotta have to tell you this. Our friends were around with their little children earlier. And one of them is probably like 3, pushing 4, I would say, maybe. I'd guess. And the other one is like a year or so. And I was holding the wee one, and he's like eating a chocolate biscuit of mine, covered, and doing that thing when babies are like teething, sort of just going, just as if they're like trying to scratch their gums with their tongue, just like, and then he was doing that thing where he was like kind of talking, but not quite, you know, and it honestly sounded like he just went, I like your titties. And I've never laughed as hard, because it was almost like he had the he had the look on his face that you would have if you just give someone a bit of a sort of slight, you know, very casual, like laid back compliment. You know, like, yeah, I like your trainers. It actually sounded like he said, I like your titties. And I went, oh my God. I nearly pissed myself laughing. I like your titties. Which, you know, I feel like that could find its way into a stand-up routine. Maybe, don't know. You need to do a real baby voice, which is weird. Like, love your titties. I don't know. It sounded like he said, I love your titties. I laughed. I laughed my fucking head off. So between that, I love your titties, and sometimes it gets to like a Sunday, and you're like, do I want to cook Christmas dinner? Or Sunday dinner? And then we go, no. And then we decided, let's have a sandwich. So that's what we literally did. Totally get two big titties and by a baby who can't talk yet. And then you decide, maybe we'll just stick to like a sandwich for Sunday dinner instead of eating a full meal. So that's what happened. So we went to the shop and bought stuff to make sandwiches, which, I'll be honest, I could have bought fucking two takeaways for the price we paid for the ingredients for the sandwiches. Did not make sense at all, but let me tell you something, it's good, it's good shit. And then we watched Andy Murray win Sports Personality of the Year.
That cunt has the personality of a fucking brick.
Yep, you had the joke out before I even fucking thought of it, guys. And do you know what? I think he's alright. You know? He's a bit fucking quiet. I'll tell you what he is. He's a goddamn serious professional. So, you know, that is a personality. Hear people say that, like, he's no personality. He does have a personality. It's just that his personality is dry and fucking serious. You know? And he had a wee joke there. He's like, someone wrote in the paper that I have the personality of a fucking weekend in Worthing or something. And he said, hey, that's not fair in Worthing. And I went, ha, good man, Andy. You know, don't let them slag you off. Your job isn't to be funny. Your job's to win tennis, isn't it? Because that's important. Go out you and win that tennis. Keep banging your wife. Keep knocking them kids out. I see you have two border terriers. I was jealous of them. I liked them. This chair is fucked up. So yeah, that was over in the Odyssey in Belfast. I only knew about it because my sister works in... she works in the Hilton. Normally I wouldn't tell people that, but she's quitting like after... I think tonight is her last night. So she worked in the Hilton, Belfast, as a something supervisor, whatever. And she's working her last shift, which is because of this BBC personality thing. 5 to 5... And I was like, get your fucking camera in your pocket because you could take some serious footage, you know. What are you going to capture? Fucking McElroy, like, doing body shots off fucking some other cunt. You know, him and Andy Murray just tag-teaming Blakely, although she's getting married today or something, isn't she? You know, all sorts of madness happening. All sorts of madness. I was like, definitely keep your camera on you know. In case you see, like, fucking, I don't know, it seems like one of those dudes where just every fucking famous Northern Irish person's gonna be at it, sport related or not. There's Liam Neeson, he used to box. Going up there, Liam. Thanks. He's up there. There's a lot of pictures of Liam Neeson online where he's pissed himself, that's weird. Look it up. Don't know how I came across it. I think I heard someone say that he had a big giant dick, and I was like, Liam Neeson's dick. Don't act like you're not Googling it right fucking now. Bieber's dick. I've pretty much Googled everyone's dick at this point, I think. I was joking in stand-up the other day that my two Google search history things for the year were like ISIS beheadings and then second, Justin Bieber's dick. Exciting dick pics. There's a little WhatsApp group that I've told you about where it's like a bunch of comedians. And they all send each other stuff. And one of them was a picture of a guy we know at this thing. And they're like, oh, look at this dick, at this sports personality of the year, shit. And I don't know whether they were jealous that the guy got invited or something, whatever. And I was just thinking to myself, if someone fucking said, here's two free tickets to sports personality of the year, and you get £100 each to spend on fucking champagne, I still wouldn't go. So I was reluctant there to get fucking, in any way, sort of half jealous. Like, oh, I'm not jealous. Maybe that jealous is a bad word. I don't give a fuck. Sports personality of the year.
Who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck?
We moved into sport there for a second, guys. It scared me, to be honest. It scared me. So I feel like we should return to the topic of food. Had my first Five Guys, you know, and they just fucking absolutely swamped me with semen. I'm joking. What I did there was, I said I had Five Guys, and I was joking that I had it in a sexual way. I was going to go, oh, how about first Five Guys? Ass is like a fucking broken scrunchie. How about first Five Guys yesterday? Yeah. Basically, my jaw's locked open. 'Cause I had a mouth like a jar of Frankfurters. Unbelievable. I had my first Five Guys. Went with girlfriend Maureen, my sister, and her new boyfriend. I say new boyfriend, they already live together. It's still pretty quick if you were to ask me, but whatever. So we go, we have the burger, and I don't know what to tell you guys. It's kind of like, you always get these mixed reviews. You get the Five Guys coming there. And, you know, people are like, oh, fucking typical. I bet you it's going to be full of hipster spastics who fucking are stupid enough to pay that money. You know, you fucking shithole. Fucking spastic shitholes. And I must say, like, it's just... It's good. I mean, it was very, very nice. Have I had very, very nice burgers in the past? Absolutely, I have. Was it also a nice burger? Yeah. Am I glad I went? I'm glad I went and checked it out, yes. However, you know, like, Maureen got the wee fucking burger with just one burger in it. You know, everyone just got one. And I was there. I was like, listen, I'm in Five Guys. I'm going to get the full fucking... I'm going to go all out. Going to get the full works. So I got the double, like, fucking cheeseburger with a bacon on it. And, you know, all the salads, all the pickles, all that shit. And, yeah, it was lovely. Don't know what to tell you. I've had better fucking... Not better. I've had... other good burgers, other places. It's fine. You know, I don't feel like you need to go and eat it and go, out there wasn't worth the fucking... I'll be honest with you, you know, is $8.75 dear for a burger? Sort of. But you either want it or you don't, like, you know what I mean? Would it go back every day till it fucking killed me? But, what do you do? They fry their chips in peanut oil. My sister's sitting there the whole time and these taste exactly like peanuts. And I was like, no, they don't. Does olive oil make things taste like olives? No, not at all. I don't know what the fuck it does, but apparently it makes it taste different. It was alright, whatever. It's decent. In fact, it was a weird week. Just I was basically staying with my dad there that whole week, just because I was in Belfast a lot. And between my sister and my dad, I'm like, Jesus Christ, you two are fucking mental. You know, I'm sitting trying to do something, like upload a podcast. My dad's walking around the kitchen. He's like, have you heard from your sister and all this shit? And then he goes, where's all the fucking tea towels in this house? He's looking for like tea towels. Where's all the fucking tea towels in this house? I think I'm down to like two fucking tea towels. And he picked one up. And, you know, it's one of those things that humans do where they have to do it. You know, it's like a natural reaction. You know, if you find a t-shirt or something, or more worryingly, some sort of underwear on your bedroom floor, you know, what are you going to... You're going to pick it up and sort of go like, oh, that needs washed. You know, it's a natural reaction. So my dad goes, there's a fucking tea towel here. Picks like a scrunched up tea towel up that was kind of just on the bench in the kitchen. Sniffs it and goes, oh my God, it smells... He didn't go, oh my God. He just went, oh, it smells like vagina. And then threw it towards the washing machine. And that was a sentence you don't need to hear your dad say ever. That smells like vagina. Whack, throws it at the thing. Unbelievable. Some classics out of that man. You know, you wouldn't not necessarily go, he's the funniest cunt you've ever seen. However, he does come out with some gems. That smells like vagina. You know, my sister asked him when she was younger to run around the town on a night out, and he said, kiss my bangle, which was made even funnier because all you could see was, he was like in the fridge, so all you could see was his legs, because he had the door open, and he literally like pointed at his own asshole going, kiss my bangle. Bangle, brilliant. Brilliant stuff, suggesting that at some stage you would be wearing it like a bracelet amidst a fisting. Good lad. I think he also referred to one of the neighbours one time as a knob thrust. She did not deserve that. It's all good. It's all good stuff. You know, I remember when my sister had some wee friend when we were younger. And, you know, came from a bit of a... What's the word? I don't know. She lived down the street, but she basically smelled like piss. And, you know, there's some smelly kid. And he's like, every time she's in the house, he just referred to her as the gusset. Great stuff there from my dad. Good stuff. So that's where I was all week, dealing with that fucking madness. Unbelievable. Oh, is that a message? Is that why? For fuck's sake. Let me move on to one of the highlights of the week there, which was at Lavery's Comedy Club. Last week, we had the Comedian's Christmas Do. Ah, it was tremendous. Sean Hegarty dropped out. I was like, alright, mate, what can you do? Phil McEwan dropped out. He was all like, I'm just nervous because I don't have any new stuff. And without being rude, Phil, I felt like going, no one's following you. No one is fucking chasing you down to try and remember your fucking... your fucking material, so I wouldn't worry about it. However, unfortunately, he couldn't make it, so whatever. Mickey Bartlett dropped out. Apparently, he had the shits, and I was like, bro, it's too late for me to say sorry. It's too late for me to turn around to these people that are coming tonight and be like, guys, if you're coming to see Mickey, he won't be there, so come anyway. So we were three men down. And I gotta say, it didn't really fucking matter once the night kicked off. I didn't hear anyone turn around and say, where's such and such? You know, we had a strong fucking lineup. It was all good. It was amazing. We were allowed to buy drink in the carryout in the off sales and drink that instead of, you know, paying bar prices. I would never ask for free drink. You know, but I asked and said, listen, there's a bunch of lads on the piss tonight. Could we get some cheap drink? And what we were told, yeah, just buy a carryout. They were like, buy something from the off sales that looks like we sell it in the bar so that you're not like, you know, running around with fucking tins of fucking Miller and the place doesn't sell any Miller whatsoever. Isn't Miller weird? I bought a box of Miller the other day. I was like, oh, Miller. I haven't fucking drank Miller in ages. You know, bought it. Cracked one open. First one to taste it. I was like, oh, that's why no one drinks it. Because it tastes like it's bad. It literally tastes like it's off. It's fucking disgusting. So anyway, we did the Comedian's Christmas Do. It was amazing. Everyone did very well. The crowd were enjoying themselves. The boys in the front row. Some fellas smoking like a fucking shisha. Which was, you know what I mean? He's just sitting there, and this bellow of smoke came out the fuck out his mouth. It's very impressive. And I asked him what flavour it was, and he told me it was orange Tic Tac. And I was like, wow. How far down the list of flavours do you go before you land an orange Tic Tac? Do you own the shop of vape type stuff? And you're like, you know, how does it work? I just don't know how it works. You know, you're like, do you know what, Marty? I went down there and I got the sweetie flavoured ones made, you know? I got the Starburst, the Skittles, the fucking whatever. But you'll never guess what they've been asking for. Fucking orange Tic Tacs. The ones that come in a mixture of green and orange Tic Tacs. And then they've separated that flavour and they're like, there's like orange Tic Tacs. I don't think Tic Tacs know about that. That there's fucking some sort of e-cig shit that tastes like orange Tic Tacs. Very weird. Very weird that you would land on that. You know, we had some other folks in the crowd. It was good. It was good crack. Everyone was fucking chinned. Girlfriend Maureen's mum and dad were there. That's always weird, but I think they had a good time. Paddy McDonald was on fire. Kieran was on fire. And then at the end, as I was about to bring Kieran off, Shane warbled to me since he was fucking steaming. I think that's the drunkest he's ever been on stage, maybe. He's all fucking blah, blah. So I go in, or I was speaking to him, and he goes, "Here, you should get Kieran to do Fairy Tale in New York because he did it at their gig on Sunday, the Sunday before that." And I was like, "Oh, fuck." All right, so as I brought off Kieran at the end, that's what she said. As a sort of, he walked off stage, I just whispered to him, I was like, "Would you do Fairy Tale in New York?" And he's like, "Aye." So I just brought him back on. And he sang that, and everyone sort of sat for a minute, and then eventually they sang along a bit. And it was magical. It was absolutely magical. We had a great night, went downstairs, drank some whiskey that was fully unnecessary. Absolutely, completely unnecessary. And all in all, great time. Sat in Frango's, the chicken shop facing Lavery's, for a good 2 hours after it. You know? There was a homeless dude there. You know, we're trying to buy him chicken. He's like, "Nah, do you want juice?" Nah, I was like, "Mate, what do you want? You know? I'm trying to help you out here. What do you want? Just hit me. Hit me. I'm like your waiter as long as I'm here." So all in all, cheers for everyone that came out. And that's good. That's proof, guys. You know, you turn up. It's good crack. And let me tell you something. The lineups are always as strong as that. So all I'm saying is, guys, make it regular, you know. Go to it like you go to the cinema. Just come down, watch everyone do some sweet comedy. You'll bloody love it. You will bloody, bloody well love it. It'll be good crack. And then, of course, the next day, we're absolutely hanging like a fucking bulldog's bag. It was unbelievable. Hung over as shit. Didn't move till about 11:30. You know, normally you wake up and you're like, "Oh, I'm thirsty and blah." We get in at 4:00, so I literally just woke up. Just like, what time is it? 11:30, brutal. And then we had to go to Derry that night, which is always good once you get there, but Jesus Christ. Not when you're absolutely dying of a hangover and just basically worry. By the way, speaking of just food, which I've done a lot, I had fucking, the same day that I had the Five Guys and then had the Frangos at about 2 a.m. What a fat cunt. At least it's coming into Christmas. We were like, it's an order, guys. Sometimes you just need, you know, a miniature hero sandwich is what you need. Let's make a toasty out of celebrations. Celebration time. Come on. Let me put, since no one eats the bounties, it's a fruit technically. Is it? It's a nut. Cocoa nut. Already get it now. Can we mush that down and use it as toast?
Unbelievable. What a fat shit. So we go to Derry. It was all good. Whatever, you know, it's winter. Crowd was decent. Did some fucking bit about going to mass. Some crazy dude's like, "Stop slagging him." And I was like, "What? Stop slagging him?" And I was like, "Who are you talking about?" "Jesus, he's coming back, you know." And I was like, "Mate, please fuck off. Please fuck right off and don't speak to me." You know, like before that I was doing a bit about ISIS and fucking refugees and all this shit, and saying some pretty harsh stuff. And he goes, and then God, he fucking cracks up. "That's enough now.
go easy on Christ. He's a good lad. Well, Christ, for fuck's sake, go easy.
Unbelievable. So that's enough about me. Did anyone watch F is for Family, the new Bill Burr fucking cartoon on Netflix? Tweet me, tell me what you thought about that. Not that it was a letdown, but I felt like... It was okay. It was okay. However, when you're used to like some really, really fast-paced cartoons, it maybe missed it a wee bit. I don't know, just me. Don't know. I feel like they missed the trick by not just making it a real show. Just saying. And this is coming from the guy who's on late license. Which, if you haven't heard about it, and I wouldn't be surprised, is a very short 8-part sketch show on BBC Two. What's it like, Colin? Well, I've watched one of them. And then I watched the last one, which I watched on the iPlayer. And, you know, it's one of those things. One of those shite things that you get that I'm going to have to go around apologising for. I seen your show, Colin. What was the bit about that? And I have to go, listen, that is not all my show. The bits that I'm in are the bits that I did. And I didn't edit them. So fuck knows how they turned out. And it doesn't matter anyway because you'll not see it because they didn't promo it. They didn't promote it. No one knew it was coming on. It doesn't even have an ad. You know, they're relying on everyone to be like, can you share that on your fucking Facebook? Too late. It's too late, mate. It's too late to do any of that shit. So, I tell you what we're going to do. We're just going to let it fucking fade away into the night. Okay. There you go. I've heard girlfriend Maureen say things like, why do they let people who can't make TV shows make TV shows? And I went, you're exactly right. Mm. I don't know why they don't just look at like Netflix or big American productions and go, let's do our best to make something like that. Nope, they just go, well, we're all getting paid anyway, so we may as well shit this other fucking wank out here and not really put any effort into it. Not really be particularly proud of it to the point where we just can't even be arsed promoting it. Doesn't matter if it does well or not. Who gives a fuck? No one, not enough people are going to see it for it even to do well. So let's just let it slide away. 5 episodes would be done if they fucking cut it after 2 weeks. No one would know if they cut it after the first one. No one knew the first one was on. So what can you do? # late license, guys. Whatever. If you recall The Blood, the Mud and the Beer, which was a little trailer I put out, me and Mickey Bartlett wrote a pile of them. AKA, he sat there while I wrote it, but I'm gonna shoot a pilot for that, I think. There's certain people I want involved who I haven't even spoke to yet. But, just, you know, I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna do a pilot, see what you think, and I might actually just make a fucking point. Like I did with Hack Job, which wasn't amazing, but it goes to show you, like, this is what you can do, guys, with no effort. So if you let me maybe make something that I put some effort into, it might turn out way better than this dog shit. So I'm gonna write a pilot, and I'm gonna try and just shoot it myself. And if it comes down to it, I might just go, do you know what? These are gonna be 6-part fucking short series. And if it does well, it does well. And at the least, it'll showcase some people. And you go, oh, that's those guys from there. And then you'll be able to see 6 of them all at once. You know what I'm saying? Just saying. And I know the line, which I thought was actually The Blood, the Mud and the Beer from the Boy Named Sue. Johnny Cash song. I wonder if I have that. Let me see. Nope, hurt. I suck my dick for cash. Hold on. Boy. Colin Google. Say, there hasn't been one of these in a while, has there? Colin Google songs. Boy Named Sue. I don't even know if I'm going to get fucking internet down here because of the door closed. That's all it takes in the country.
Why is the internet not working? Did you open the door?
Fuck.
I'll teach me.
Yeah, what I thought was actually the blood, the mud and the beer. When you listen to the song, he goes rolling around the mud and the blood and the beer. So it's mud, blood, beer. But I feel like blood, mud, beer is a better ring to it. Even though I didn't write the fucking song. Anyhow, I watched... I tell you what it was. I'm a big fan of... Oh my God, work. I'm a big fan of Joe Rogan's podcast, the UFC fucking commentator, and indeed, oh my God, here we go. Is this real? YouTube rewind? Get the fuck out of my life hole. Did I click the wrong thing there? Okay, stop. Just stop. What the fuck was I saying there? Oh yeah, I listened to Joe Rogan's podcast, right? And he had on Lance Armstrong, and I've seen the fucking, you know, I've seen the old interview that he did with fucking Oprah, and she had already had her mind made up before he, like, even spoke. She's just like, you're a bastard. And he might be a bastard, however, I don't know, I listened to him on Joe Rogan's thing, and, I don't know. It's one of those things when you're talking about being in a sport where everyone was fucking blood doping and taking fucking performance enhancing drugs and all that shit. I was just like, do you know what? Fuck it. Who gives a shit? He still won. You know, he still won while everyone else was drugged up and his bollock fell off. You know, and fucking, you know, he still raised whatever amount of money it was for cancer. I was like, do you know what? I don't give a fuck. Let them all take it. Let them all just fucking take whatever the fuck they want. No one's getting hurt. You know, take it so that no one dies. Go for it, mate. Then it turns out some dude, your guy Pantani, is like, his heart did explode, so I don't know. But I gotta say, like, because it's cycling, I'm like, I don't give a flying fuck. Is he a dickhead? Yeah, because he was trying to take down everyone else. And blaming other people and lying to everyone. And he was just a bit of a shit. But still, when it comes to sports, I'm like, I don't care what the fuck. You wouldn't know what fucklin'. You wouldn't know what Tour de France was unless it was for him. Probably. I certainly wouldn't. Would you even give a flying fuck? I don't know. It's not a big problem. I actually read another thing where I was like, this is more of a problem. You know, the guy that was in Primark and bought a pair of socks and there was like a fucking letter in it from China. Like, help me. This place is insane. They're just about to fucking kill my wife and then I'm going to prison for no reason and all this shit. Some weird fucking prison letter thing going on. It was super strange. Super strange. What do you do? Like, I don't know. The worst thing about being in China, I think, would be just no internet. Or no YouTube or whatever the fuck you're not allowed on. Facebook. Yeah, you can't get on Facebook to tell anyone. So he has to put socks in fucking Primark. Or letters in Primark socks that he knows are coming here. It's like, I stitched 4,000 pairs of these today. You know, on the other side of the world. And we fly them over. So that you can have a pair of socks. Like a 3-pack for, you know, fucking 99p. You big fat Western shit. And then you're like, here, listen, you Chinese cunt. Stop flushing babies down toilets. Oh, that was terrible. I feel like it's probably time for questions because... It's very late at night here and I feel like I've exhausted all my options. Should I have waited till the morning? Probably. But I'll probably be doing some other stupid shit. Boy, come on, you slut. Just work. Just work. I hate this computer. You're gonna laugh at this technology someday, aren't we? I can't wait till that happens.
You know, when you go back and you're like, do you remember we used to have a power cable going from the computer to the wall and all that shit? We had to wait for things to work. Do you remember there was places where you couldn't get Wi-Fi? How stupid was that? Meanwhile, we're still bombing each other because of Bibles and stuff. Here he is. You don't get that much anymore, do you? Like, this, that sort of croony, like, I don't really need to know how to sing. I just say some shit and other things and rhymes a bit and I'll give a fuck. And then we'll go on home and fuck my wife in the butt.
Don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before.
Where's the bit where they... Oh, shit. Where's the bit where they fight?
Blah, fucking blah, my balls and stuff.
You just don't get that. You don't get, like, it's a song, but it's just a wee bit of crack as well. You know what I mean? You know, enjoy the song, but there's crack inside. Enjoy the banter. Hold on. Oh, that's complete dead air there. Let's do some Twitter questions anyway, and we'll come back to that. Have I lost that too? Oh, you whore. Moments? Is that a different thing now on Twitter? Get out of my life hole, right? Let's hit these questions. Whoop, whoop. It's Christmas time. Double J. Thoughts on Donald Trump. Here's what I think. Not that it matters an ounce. He is a big old fucking dildo. You know, he definitely pulled this as a fucking just PR move for himself. I feel like he's probably a bit too deep now. You know, he's realizing that it's costing a lot of his own money to put him through this fucking campaign. And he's probably just trying to say the most ridiculous shit so that they just step in and go, listen, Donald, you can't fucking be completely retarded and a president. And he's basically, I think he's probably just trying to say the most ridiculous shit he can say, just so that they kick him out at this point. Is he really going to follow through with it? Like, I doubt it. Although, it doesn't take much to get half of America on your fucking, you know, you've got the two liberal coasts, and then right in the whole way across the middle, pretty much, you could just go, I hate goddamn faggots that aren't white. And everyone's like, you! Fuck Mexicans, even though fucking half the place is Mexican, and probably a lot of the people in the fucking army that are fighting for this fucking shithole are Mexican. You know, have you not seen fucking any of those war films where they're all like, Hernandez, Gomez, all that shit? You're like, half the cunts here are Spanish. Fighting your goddamn wars, you fucking cotton candy-haired cunt. He does have candy floss hair, doesn't he? You know, like... Like, he's bald and he dips his head in one of those machines and kind of whips it up. Anyway, what I think of him, he's funny. He's definitely funny to watch. But he is a complete penis. But at the same time, I don't think America, you know, the position of president doesn't really mean anything. You know, I'm pretty sure the running of the country is done in the background by more powerful people than the president. So... whether he gets it or not, who gives a fuck? Dan Williams. You, Todd, McCann, Elliot, Bartlett, other Bartlett, Woods, and the gang, Royal Rumble, who's out first and who's winning it? Don't know. Royal Rumble. Who's got the most wrestling knowledge out of those ones? Aaron, maybe? I don't know. I'd just watch, probably. Unless it was a real fight, in which case I'd love to just hang in there and fucking beat the shit out of people. Tell me you wouldn't want to watch me and Dave Elliott fucking sumo wrestle. Oh my god. McCann, and he would win by, like, just flying headbutt with that giant fucking dome of his. He looks and dresses like a chubba chub that just stood upright. With feet, with a pair of Vans on. Only joking, he gets some slagging about his head. It's enormous. Dan Williams, and Merry Christmas, big man. Spent many hours happily pissing myself listening to the pod this year. Thanks for the laughs. No bother, mate. No bother. Cheers for listening. Chris Reezy. Not sure if Elton John or Anne Robinson. All right. Eddie Izzard turned up at the Sports Personality of the Year looking like fucking Claire Balding. Would you rather find a snake or a ghost in your house? Also from Chris Reezy.
Reezy.
I would say I used to own snakes, no joke. I used to have two snakes when I was in secondary school. And I had to give them away when I went to uni. So I'd probably rather find a snake. If ghosts were real, I'd probably shit all over myself. You know? So there you go. Merry Christmas, Colin, from Chris McCulloch. Cheers, mate. Merry Christmas to you. If you could spend Christmas anywhere in the world, where would it be? What two famous people would you invite? I don't know if I would invite. Why do they have to be famous? You don't really invite two famous people if you were just like banging both of them. In the boat, hey! Where would I spend Christmas? I don't know. I honestly don't give a fuck, ever. I would prefer to spend it somewhere cold because I feel like that is kind of more Christmassy than being somewhere going, Merry Christmas, and you're wearing a bikini. Why are you wearing a bikini, Colin? Hold up my norks. Wise up. What do you think I am, some sort of pig? Oh, we had an error occur, you bastard. The blood and the mud and the jizz. I'll get that line on the song for you at some other stage. Because it's pure fire, as they say in the hip-hop game. 45 minutes. I've quickly realised why I do these in the morning now. Because, you know, you're up for it in the morning. You're full of energy. You shit through it. When it's 10 to 11 at night, you're a bit like, oh, could you be fucking quimmed? Let's go through it. Worst thing you've seen in public toilets. Nathan Conthelia. This is on the Facebook questions. I'll tell you what the worst thing I've ever seen was. And I've actually mentioned it before. It was in Glasgow train station. And I was trying to take a photo of it. But I didn't want to be the guy taking the photo of, like, I walked past a cubicle. And there's a big line of cubicles on the way to the pissers. There's like fucking 20 of them in a row. And there was just, the only way I could describe it, which I've done before, is someone basically put a funnel up their asshole, right? Poured in a load of melted Nutella. Went into the cubicle. Stood on like a box. Bent over with their ass pointed at the toilet. And then just basically lit a banger, put it up their asshole, left it there, started laughing. And then it just exploded. And that's what I think you would need to achieve what this pile of shit looked like. You know? It was just like so much shit, such a fucking diameter of spread that it had. It was just, and just up, way up above the top of the toilet lid, way to the sides, you know, it was just fucking incredible, really. That's the worst thing I've ever seen. And there was basically only me and another fella who was like having a shave or something. You know, you see these weirdos in like hotel or like airports and train stations late at night. I was like, what the fuck is this cunt doing? So I was too embarrassed to take a photo, so I didn't. But that's probably the worst thing I've seen. Fuck's sake, hold on, bear with me. I've just realised that my fucking thing died there. Oh, you twat. Yep, there you go. Let me just put that on flight mode so we're not picking up any motherfucking signals. Are you picking up signals? Restore, go for it, you old bastard. So let me just hit you with some of these. So Nathan Conthelia, that was the worst thing I've ever seen. Rebecca McCluskey, fuck, marry, kill. Macaulay Culkin. By the way, are you going to do any more stand-up at all, Rebecca? Because every time I put up a list of fucking comedians, some cunt from Lavery's is like,
I seem to notice there's no females on the bill. And you're like, yeah, because none of them fucking do stand-up anymore. Huh? You fucking wabs. Fuck, marry, kill. Macaulay Culkin, Bill Murray and Jim Carrey. Also, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Touch my gland. Fuck, marry, kill. I would definitely marry Bill Murray. I'd probably fuck Jim Carrey, because you know that's going to be some wild shit. You know what I mean? Smoking! As he works the bulb. And kill Macaulay Culkin, just because I'm like, why? You don't need to be alive. Does he? He's weird looking. The second you put a child in a film and they're like famous as fuck, you've ruined them. He's never going to turn out okay. By the way, have you seen the new PSNI posters that say, without consent, it's rape? And then it has a guy that looks like Rory Woods with his glasses off, just staring at the floor. And it's true. You know? If you want to bang some dude, girls, you got to ask him first, or else he'll be all like, it's rape. What a Christmassy message to be putting out this year, isn't it? Here, enjoy your mince pies, but don't be fucking anybody without their consent. Without consent, it's rape. No, it's not. There's plenty of people who've bucked each other and not said a fucking word. Unbelievable. Aggie McSee. Cool. Do you think that those sightings of Sasquatch over the years have been Caitlyn Jenner before Bruce grew some balls and went public? I don't know. However, I did watch some episodes of it the other day and did laugh. Just when you forget that it's a fella. You know, you turn around, laugh your fucking head off. So, exciting. Next question. Gavin Grogan, Christmas jumpers, yay or nay? Yeah, fucking why not? However, just have it on casually and be like, yeah, it's my Christmas jumper. You know, you don't need to walk around like fucking, huh? Look at this jumper, mate. Ha! Because, you know, they're funny for... Who was it said that? They're funny for like 10 minutes. I heard it on TV or something. They are. They're funny for a very short period of time. You know, and you've worn them into work and everyone's went, look at G, Simon, aren't you funny? And then after that, it's like your lunch break and you're standing in a coffee shop trying to be serious with like a fucking Santa with a 3D woolen dick coming out of it. Strange times. Next questions. It's ripped. If you don't get consent... Ruth Cunningham, worst Christmas presents. For me, I think the worst Christmas presents are the ones that are like, you know, if someone can afford to get expensive presents that have no thought put into it. You know, they're like, oh, it's Christmas, so here's a bottle of fucking 90 quid perfume. And you're like, that's such a shit present. I mean, it's expensive and it's nice, but it's like, you know, you've just had the ability to buy something really dear, but it's crap. You know, no thought put into it whatsoever. But then some people enjoy that sort of shit because they've no interests. I was trying to buy a present for my sister and I was like, she does nothing. She has no fucking interest. You know, if you're buying for me, you'd be like, well, he likes stand-up. You know, he does jiu-jitsu. He watches UFC. He likes cooking. You know, there's things that you can pin on people. Your girlfriend Maureen, she likes fucking makeup. And chocolate, and that's it. You know, people have interests. Certain people don't, and they're the people that you can just go, yeah, you'd be better off just giving them fucking, I don't know, just a lot of money in an envelope, because they're, what are you going to get them, really? Did you hear my throat there? Oh my God, I'm going to fucking stab that out with a pen. Cormac Hart, Bailey's question mark? No. Definitely not. I don't know who drink, you know, unless you're one of those people who has the odd drink and it tastes good enough that you can just
That's nice, isn't it? That's inoffensive. Then fine. But other than that, I'm just like, this has no purpose. Unless you like pour it over fucking ice cream or something. I don't know. Stinking. Glenn Burton, Seinfeld or Curb? For me, Curb. But then again, it doesn't matter because Larry David wrote them both, more or less, didn't he? For me, Curb's more... I just like the style of it better. So probably Curb. Mara, I can't stop fucking you. Oh my god. How many questions are there? Oh my god, there's loads. Oh my god, there's so many. Marty Goodall. Goodall, yeah. Any New Year's resolutions you're going to make, then totally bend them 3 weeks later? I don't really have any New Year's resolution. However, me and girlfriend Maureen were going to have a race to see who could lose a certain amount of weight. She was going to lose a stone, and because I'm a double fat bastard, double stuffed, I was going to do 2 stone. I was going to say, let's have a race to see if we can do that. But there's obviously 100% no point in doing it now. So we'll just wait till after Christmas, you know? And then I'll just not drink water and take about 4 shits and turn around and be like, ha, stone and a half gone already. Your move. I'm going to do 3 kettlebell swings and come back here with a bad back. You love it. New question. Where are we here? Jesus Christ. Matthew Foster, fannies. Fannies. Shaven, waxed, or natural? You don't want shaven. That's never... Yeah, shaving's never good. Waxed or natural? Whatever. I don't give a fuck. It's fanny's like pizza, isn't it? It's either nice or it's stinking. I don't know. Well, it's weird, actually, because I actually like dicks. But cheers for asking, anyway. What sort of fannies do you like? Dick-shaped ones? So there. David Doherty, you're fond of raging on about shite-hawks. Like that Emily, calm down, lad. And you're right, it's throwaway shite, but would you ever consider just doing that yourself under the guise of a new character for a quick buck? Well, I don't know what you mean by quick buck, because I can't imagine them cunts are making too much money. He might make money now, because he's got millions of people and they, like, advertise his stuff, but... Here's my problem with it, right? And it's probably the same problem that, like, Sean Hegarty has with that Rodney thing. It's probably not a problem. He's doing very well. But you wake up every fucking day and you're like, oh, what am I going to do with this character? And it's like your main objective every day to, like, get another video out. And, you know, I don't really want to fucking do that, to be honest with you. I'll fucking... You know, I don't know. I don't like doing it. I like making videos when I fucking feel like it. You know, if I get a good idea and I'm like, oh, I want to do some videos. And also, it's not really my thing anymore, you know. I like doing stand-up because it's myself. I like doing podcasts because it's myself. I'll make videos if I can be arsed. I like making videos for other people because it's like a project thing. I like... You know, plan ahead, like, oh, there's going to be a Christmas video, there's going to be whatever, there's going to be a Bestie McD review of 2015. I like doing videos like that. The day-to-day, as you say, throwaway shit, takes focus all day. Not all day, but, you know, you wake up, and you're like, what am I going to do with this? And then you just, your whole fucking time, like, everyone's been on to me about that. Like, even Maureen's been saying, oh, you need to do more stuff online. And you're like, no, I don't. Because... He does that, and that's all he can do. You know? Emily fucking da-da-da! You know, brushes his hair to the side, pretends he's a different person. Is it funny? Barely. But it's content. Which is just... a terrible word for the people use nowadays. It's just content. You know? And that's when people get used to content, or all they've witnessed is content. They realise... They don't realise that there are things out there that are better. So... Some shitty stolen hack joke that is done by a guy just talking in the camera. people are like, haha, that's funny. That's enough for me to share it. And then like a million people say that and the videos get loads of hits. And you're like, it has no value really other than a lot of people have seen it. Is it good? Not in the slightest, but I don't know. That's his thing. I don't care. We'll see. I could be very wrong. I'm probably resisting it and end up like one of those bitter old men. Like, why does nobody watch me? 3-hour YouTube videos. What's YouTube?
I don't know. I used to like it.
But anyway, what can you do? Our videos coming out. You know, video podcasts, stuff like that. That's more what I do. What do you want? Do you want to hear me pretend to do a character video for a second on Snapchat and then it's fucking gone? Or do you want a series of video podcasts? We're in different leagues. You know? I've heard that guy talk on various things. He's a boring cunt. You know? You're sitting there probably going, I've heard him listening to you talk right now. You're boring too, you fucking fat cunt. What can you do about it? You've already listened. Too late. Ha! So anyway, that might have to do us because I've run out of questions. I'm going to do another podcast before Christmas so that when you get your new iPods and stuff, fuck off Firefox, mate. Times you need fucking upgraded, you needy bitch. 4.3.0.1? What? It was like Firefox 42.0. Nothing's changing, Firefox, you know what I mean? If it was like upgrade to the next Firefox and it was voice operated and worked like fuck, I would maybe do it. Firefox is all like, can you stop loading again? Why? Because I made a wee mistake in the background of the last one. You can literally update Firefox every pissing day. Fucking piece of shit. Right, I'm gonna go. If I don't speak to you, Merry Christmas. Hopefully I will get another podcast out. Yeah, and if you want something to go to in the new year, wow, it's had a full stroke there. If you want something to go to in the new year, go to Lavery's on the 6th. If it's anywhere as near as good as last week's one, it's gonna be wicked. So yeah, I'll be back in touch before Christmas. But if I don't, Merry Christmas. If you don't celebrate it, oh, you lucky bastard. Right, speak to you shortly. Take her easy. I was going to play some Justin Bieber there. I might get sued. I'll not bother. Take it easy. Bye.